Welcome to the Tesla Daily News Podcast. It's December 3rd, 2025, and we're breaking down the top Tesla stories and what they mean for your portfolio. First up, Tesla closed yesterday at approximately $429.24, down slightly from the previous close of around $430.14. The day's trading ranged from a low of about $422 to a high near $437, so it's been a tight, active band. As investors watch every move, today's episode dives into the latest developments shaping Tesla's business outlook and stock price. On this episode, we'll unpack a powerful short bet against Tesla by a legendary investor, Tesla's battle for full self-driving approval in Europe, surging rivals in China and India, Tesla's record-setting Norway sales, Elon Musk's market-moving comments on artificial intelligence and US policy, an exclusive peek at the new seven-seat Model Y for Europe. Let's get right into today's most impactful headlines for Tesla investors. Story 1. Big short, investor Michael Burry targets Tesla, calling the stock ridiculously overvalued. Burry, famous for forecasting the 2008 housing crash, has revived his Tesla short position. He just wrote that Tesla's market capitalization is ridiculously overvalued and specifically warned about Elon Musk's $1 trillion pay plan diluting shareholders. Burry points out that Tesla continues issuing stock while not buying back shares, causing estimated shareholder dilution of about 3.6% annually. Investors should watch for potential volatility if this renewed skepticism catches on among large funds. The key takeaway: world-class investors are questioning Tesla's current valuation and pointing to dilution risks, putting pressure on the stock's multiple. Story 2. Tesla faces European regulatory roadblocks on launching full self-driving FSD. On the regulatory front, the Dutch vehicle regulator, RDW, has denied Tesla's recent claims that FSD could be approved in Europe as early as 2026. This friction highlights ongoing hurdles for Tesla's autonomous driving ambitions in the massive EU market. If Europe's regulators stay skeptical, Tesla's high-margin FSD software revenue in Europe could stay locked up for years, weighing on growth projections and investor sentiment. Investors should factor in slower FSD adoption in Europe, limiting upside in international software sales. Story 3. Competition heats up, Chinese and Indian EV makers make big leaps. It's a tough global race, with Xiaomi in China reporting it hit 500,000 EV deliveries with its SU7 and YU7 models just 2 years after launching them. Meanwhile, in India, Chinese automaker BYD's sales have surged nearly 80% year-over-year, and it's now a top-5 EV brand. In stark contrast, Tesla has sold just 157 EVs in India since September, lagging far behind BMW and Mercedes. The context: Tesla is losing share in critical high-growth markets, which could force price cuts, margin compression, or new market strategies. For investors, this means keeping a sharp eye on Tesla's global delivery and pricing trends as competition bites into its growth narrative. Story 4. Norway is Tesla's European bright spot, breaking all-time sales records. While much of Europe is cooling on Tesla, the company just set an annual sales record in Norway, moving over 28,600 vehicles in 11 months, overtaking all other auto brands for yearly sales for the first time. Tax incentives and EV-friendly policy are supercharging demand, but some of these perks may be rolled back next year. So while Norway's strong performance is supporting Tesla's European deliveries, investors should watch for subsidy changes or competitive responses that could trim these gains. Story 5. Elon Musk moves markets talking AI, US policy, and the future of work. In new interviews, Musk argued that only AI and robotics can address America's $38 trillion debt and that advanced automation could make traditional jobs optional in the next decade. He also urged the US not to close the H-1B visa program, calling it essential for tech growth and warning that tariffs distort markets. Investors should note, Musk's vision for AI and policy advocacy may help shape Tesla's talent pool and tech strategy, but could also add headline volatility. Regulatory and macro trends remain essential context for Tesla's long-term story. Story 6. Seven-seat Model Y long-range headed to Europe. Tesla is prepping a seven-seat version of the Model Y long-range for the European market, with the launch expected soon. This follows last year's Model Y debut in China. The expanded seating could unlock more family-oriented buyers and support deliveries, especially as European demand for people movers grows. For investors, this signals Tesla working to expand addressable market and differentiate as EV competition intensifies on the continent. Quick recap: today's main themes heighten skepticism about Tesla's stock valuation, European FSD delays, aggressive competition in China and India, and a sales bright spot in Norway. All these factors play directly into Tesla's margin outlook, growth runway, and investor risk calculus. Looking ahead, keep an eye on FSD regulatory news, upcoming Q4 delivery reports, and any strategic pricing or product changes as Tesla navigates intense global competition. Don't forget to subscribe to the Tesla Daily News Podcast, visit our website for detailed analysis, and follow us to stay sharp on every development that moves Tesla shares.